Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The Environmental Protection Agency is now overseeing waste removal operations in East Palestine, Ohio, nearly a month after an overloaded train derailed and spilled tons of toxic chemicals. Regional EPA Administrator Linda Shore.
We have identified EPA-certified facilities that will be able to accept at least some of these wastes, meaning that the railroad will be able to restart shipments tomorrow.
The state says truckloads of waste have already been delivered to licensed disposal facilities in Michigan and Texas. The U.S. is now watching China and warning it not to help Russia in Ukraine.
CIA Director William Burns tells CBS has faced the nation. It's an open question as to whether China will provide lethal aid to help Russia.
We're confident that the Chinese leadership is considering the provision of lethal equipment.
On ABC, Texas Republican Representative Michael McCaul said he supports increased U.S. military aid for Ukraine.
I know the administration says as long as it takes. I think with the right weapons, it shouldn't take so long.
McCaul also said it is unfortunate that the Biden administration has been holding off on sending F-16 fighter jets. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Hundreds of thousands of people still don't have power following a major ice storm in Michigan. WWJ's Greg Bowman is there.
230,000 homes and businesses in Metro Detroit were still in the dark, many for the third day in a row. A DTE spokesperson tells WWJ some homeowners won't see their lights back on till Tuesday. Nearly 4,000 crews are working on restoration efforts right now.
More heavy snow is expected in the Midwest tomorrow. Severe thunderstorms are threatening the South. Victims' relatives and survivors remembered the deadly bombing at the World Trade Center in New York back in 1993 today that seemingly foreshadowed 9/11. New York Senator Chuck Schumer.
Just like the memory of the six people who were tragically killed 30 years ago, the unique spirit of New York lives on stronger than ever.
That explosion happened in an underground parking garage, killing those six people. More than 1,000 were hurt. More than 6 months after her death, Australian singer and actress Olivia Newton-John has been laid to rest in Melbourne. Her daughter, Chloe.
She was my safe space, my guide, my biggest fan, and the earth beneath my feet. I know she's here, standing beside me and within me.
Newton-John died at 73 years old after a long battle with breast cancer. She was best known for her roles in Grease and Xanadu. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local Steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Earl Ingram.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, anybody who's heard Congresswoman Bobart from Colorado and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, you just have to ask the question, if I'm a Republican, why would I continue to support that foolishness?
Asking the tough questions, searching for the answers we're all looking for. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Shah 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. You will recall a week or two ago, I did an extensive rant on this program, and I think I wrote an op-ed about it for Hartman Report. I may be wrong on that because I know that California Dem Sid wrote a diary over at Daily Kos about the same topic, and I might be mixing the two up in my brain because I did this rant on the program, and sometimes they're not from things that I wrote. But in any case, it was about the blue slips. The blue slips is this thing where when a judge is being considered before the Senate Judiciary Committee, which Dick Durbin is the chairman of right now, the Democratic senator from Illinois, when a judge is being considered by that committee, by either turning in or failing to turn in, and forgive me for not recalling which it is, the two home state senators can basically veto that person's nomination through this process called blue slips. Now, when the Republicans controlled the Senate and the White House, and Donald Trump was appointing, over 100 judges. In fact, I believe he appointed over 200 judges. When that was going on, there were Democrats who were turning in blue slips or withholding them, whichever it is, and basically saying, no, don't do this. And 17 different times, the Republicans said, to hell with your blue slips. We're going to put this person on the bench anyway. Well, then the Democrats took control of the Senate. And now Senator Durbin, who is the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and as such doesn't just represent Illinois, he represents all of us, because we are all affected by these federal judges. They are federal judges, not state judges. Senator Dick Durbin has gone back to saying, well, you know, if the blue slip process means that a nominee is vetoed, then I'll respect that. And I, when I did this rant about it, and when Sid wrote his piece on, or his or her piece on Daily Kos, calling out this, it's not a hypocrisy. It's just, why do Democrats do the right thing when Republicans do the wrong thing when it's not? Anyway, I suggested that you call Senator Durbin's office, and a number of people called in here and said that they had called Senator Durbin's office. And now the New York Times has just written a piece, this was last week, saying that the Democrats are seriously considering just setting aside the whole blue slip thing because the Republicans already blew it up. Gee, you think? The biggest holdout for not wanting to end blue slips is Dick Durbin himself, the chair of the Judiciary Committee. So if you're listening to me in Chicago, we're on a blowtorch station in Chicago, WCPT. If you're listening to me in Chicago and Dick Durbin is your senator, the phone number for his office is 312-353-4952, and I'll give you a minute to get a pencil, and I'll repeat that in a minute, although it's easy enough to just plug Dick Durbin into a search engine and it'll come right up, or durbin.senate.gov. And of course, the number, if you're anywhere else in the country, the number for the entire congressional switchboard, which will get you to Dick Durbin's office, is 202-224-3121. So you might want to call, be very respectful, be very considerate. If you're an Illinois resident, be sure to let them know. If you're not, don't hide that. Just, you know, say, I'm calling from Massachusetts because as chair of the Judiciary Committee, you represent me here in Massachusetts also, because you're going to have a say over which federal judges we have here in Massachusetts. And I want you to end the blue slip process. If that's what you believe. I mean, I'm not telling you what to do or say. I'm telling you what I would do or say were I in your position. So once again, the phone number for Dick Durbin's office in Chicago is 312-353-4952. And like I said, you can easily find that. But it's better, it's generally more effective if you're the resident of a state to call the state office. It has more impact than calling the federal office. But if you're not a resident of the state, call the federal office. You know, everybody's got a caller ID. They know where you're calling from. So not a big deal, number one. Number two, what is and when is America going to do something about its white supremacist problem? This has reached a crisis point. We just saw this report that in 2022, we had a number of white supremacist-based killings. And in fact, this is the ADL, the American Defense League, which is largely a Jewish organization that tries to combat anti-Semitism, but also has taken on the mantle of being a larger civil rights organization in many regards. I have a lot of respect for the ADL. They just issued this report, and from this report, I'll just give you one sentence that just nails the whole thing. All of the extremist-related murders in 2022 were committed by right-wing extremists of various kinds. All of them. And we're talking a lot of murders. This is a story in Reuters right now that mass shootings in the United States accounted for most extremism-related fatalities last year in the country, with over 80% of those murders, and these are the mass shootings, committed by white supremacists. That's breathtaking. White supremacists commit the highest number of domestic extremist-related murders in most years. President Joe Biden has labeled white supremacy as poison and called on Americans to reject it. I echo that. And then, of course, Donald Trump, in response, invites Nick Fuentes, one of America's most famous white supremacists, to have dinner with him and Kanye West at Mar-a-Lago. Nick Fuentes, by the way, is now out whining on social media that he's been placed on the no-fly list, so he can't get on airplanes now. But the Daily Beast did a deep dive into this and discovered that what happened was that Nick Fuentes was on a plane, and the flight attendant said, "You got to wear a mask," and he told her to go to hell, or words to that effect, and she reported him to the TSA, and that's how he got on the list. And then afterwards, the day after this happened, and apparently he didn't know that she'd reported him, or apparently she had not yet reported him, and the word got back, he goes on his podcast, and he says, and this is a quote from his podcast, he said, and he's paraphrasing what he said to this flight attendant while he was on the plane, presumably. He says, "Let me tell you, I'm going to land, and then I'm going to get in the airport parking lot, and I'm going to wait for you, and then I'm going to put a mask over your face, your mouth, and nose. You will need to be wearing, and you will need to be wearing a mask even if you can't breathe." He later said he was just kidding, right? But he's on the no-fly list. Interesting. Very interesting. Alrighty. Anyhow, that's the news for the day from my end. Let's pick up your calls. As I said, it's Anything Goes Friday. Ingrid in Myerstown, Pennsylvania. Ingrid, what's on your mind today? Thank you for watching us on Facebook.
Yeah, hi, Tom.
TV.
Yes. Ditto on the Democrats and the branding. They need to pound it and repeat it and pound it and repeat it. But the reason I called, you mentioned more than once you're reading a book about research on reincarnation that stems around young kids.
Yeah, Ian Stevenson's Children Who Remember Past Lives is the title of the book.
Well, I looked up the books now, and it looks like it's Dr. Tucker took over the research, or maybe they're both doing it, I'm not sure. But
yeah.
I wanted to tell you, Netflix the reason I was I really perked up when I heard you say it is because I saw a show on Netflix series Surviving Death. Now, a lot of the earlier episodes in that series, they're what I would call the on the hokey side. It's always you can't prove this and people's perceptions and all that. But when he interviews these kids, I'm telling you, it's very compelling. And I think you'd enjoy that because they can't fake that. They're too young.
Yeah, Tucker, Jim Tucker
right on
is...
Where they're asking them the questions and all that.
Yeah, these guys are both physicians. They're both medical doctors. I believe they're both pediatricians. Ian Stevenson wrote the original one. Well, actually, Jim Tucker's book was published in 2013. Stevenson's came out in 2016. Stevenson's book is titled Children Who Remember Previous Lives, A Question of Reincarnation. Jim Tucker's book, Jim Tucker, M.D., is titled Return to Life, Extraordinary Cases of Children Who Remember Past Lives. And there's been, you know, there's another one also by Tom Schroeder, titled Old Souls, Compelling Evidence from Children Who Remember Past Lives. And then there's other books, you know, in that same genre. There's a whole bunch of them, actually. It's pretty spooky stuff. I mean, I have a memory of this. I don't know if I've talked about this on the air before or not, but I have this very clear memory from when I was a child. When I was maybe, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years old, I have a memory of watching the calendar on the wall in a house with old-fashioned wallpaper, and I was watching the calendar, marking days off in the calendar, because my dad was in Europe fighting in one of the world wars. Now, I was born in 51, so that was, you know, after both world wars. But I have this very clear memory of being a little boy, you know, waiting for dad to come home from the war. And, you know, and that memory, you know, is still with me, actually. So anyhow, back to you.
Yeah, it's so fascinating. I mean, you know, you want to think that there's more after we go and everything, but you can't lop onto these stuff that you can't prove anything. But yeah. If I've ever seen anything that is proof, it's these one-on-one interviews with these kids because there's no hesitation and they check into the facts.
Yeah.
And they can verify all this stuff, and there's no way they know that.
Oh, yeah, the kids will name cities.
Skeptical in the beginning.
The kids will name cities in other countries that their family didn't even know existed. They go to that, and they'll describe a building in that city where they lived, and they'll go to that, and the researchers will go to that city and find that building, and sure enough, the wallpaper in the room that the kid slept in is exactly what the kid described. I mean,
it's fascinating.
It really is. It really is, Ingrid.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing it up. That's perfect Anything Goes Friday story. Thank you so much. It's 17 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment here on Anything Goes Friday. Stick around. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Right back on the other side with your calls on Anything Goes Friday.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The last hours of ancient sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, the last hours of ancient sunlight, the fate of the world, and what we can do before it's too late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. These are crazy, stressful times, so what's your solution to relax? Hey, if you haven't tried CBD, you haven't experienced complete relaxation. Louise and I find that CBDistillery.com has the best CBD products, including their top-rated Synergy Plus collection. You don't need a prescription, and this delivers a sense of calmness and well-being that'll make you wonder how you manage life without it. So what could possibly be this effective at taking the edge off of life and delivering a level of chill you've never experienced? Well, it's called Unwind Synergy, and it's THC and CBD. It's only available from CBDistillery.com, and you must be 21 or older to order. Unwind Synergy is remarkably formulated with full-spectrum CBD plus hemp-derived Delta-9 THC. The bottom line for Louise and me is that we can use a little peace and calm in our lives. So Unwind Synergy is for us, and you too. And with over 2 million customers, CB Distillery is the source you can trust. Visit CBDistillery.com and click on Synergy Plus and at checkout, enter Tom, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. Again, enter Tom, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off at CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. 23 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Mark in Washington, D.C. Hey, Mark, thanks for listening. Sirius XM, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you, Mark?
Doing pretty good. Great show today. The reason for my call. Okay. I think you guys are giving Putin and the Russians a little too much credit. I understand all about the history, the Russian history, and what was Russia in the past. But right about now, the Russia you're looking at today is all about corruption, and a fear of independence. You
can't it's a kleptocracy.
Yeah, yeah. That's why their tanks pop. Once you hit it with a rocket, that's why the top of the tank separates from the bottom of the tank, because when they were building the tank, they were so busy taking money and skimming off the off the finances that they're not building proper equipment.
Oh, that's some of those tanks that went into Ukraine had egg cartons on the outside where the armoring was supposed to be, because it looks like armoring in the pictures.
You're joking.
No, I'm serious.
That illustrates my point.
Yeah.
I mean, an egg crate with spray paint on it was supposed to look like something else.
Yeah, they were gray.
They're bombing old ladies. They're bombing, civilian towns. They're not even going one-on-one with the army there.
And they're looting the towns, by the way. They all of these major cities that they've taken, Kherson, and I'm forgetting the names of all of them, but they go in and they raid the art museums, they loot all the art, they go through the houses and steal anything of value and haul it all back to Russia. I mean, this is the kleptocracy that the Putin administration has been practicing for years is now being practiced on an international scale.
Don't forget the toilets and the washing machines. How
right.
A soldier gets a toilet or a washing machine from the front line back home, that's a different story.
They're absolutely doing it. You're right. They're stealing washing machines. I didn't know about the toilets, but it doesn't surprise me.
Well, Mark,
we can't use that kind of language on the air, so I got to drop you. But that, and thank you for bleeping that, Sean. But yes, this is, kleptocrats. Klept is, I believe, Greek. I don't know. Maybe it's Latin, but I think it's Greek for thief. And, kleptomaniacs, people who are compulsive stealers, pickpockets or shoplifters. Kleptocrats are people who lead countries and rob those countries. This is what Yanukovych was when he ran Ukraine, when Paul Manafort took millions of dollars from Vladimir Putin before he ran Trump's campaign to put Yanukovych in power in Ukraine, and then he built these palaces, and he had this giant zoo, and he had all these Rolls Royces. He's a kleptocrat. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's Anything Goes Friday, picking up your calls on the other side of this break here on the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Brief. Nearly a month after a fiery train derailment in Ohio, the federal government says safety is still the number one priority as it continues cleanup. Tom Sivaks with FEMA.
We have 49 personnel on the ground to support the federal effort. Our top priority remains to support and work with our local, state, and federal partners.
Norfolk Southern resumes operations tomorrow. Russian President Vladimir Putin refuses to withdraw his troops from Ukraine. CIA Director William Burns was on Face the Nation.
Putin, in many ways, I think, believes today that he cannot win for a while, but he can't afford to lose.
New Yorkers are remembering those lost in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. Senator Chuck Schumer.
February 26th shook our sense of security here in New York. And of course, though we didn't know it at the time, the bombing presaged a much deadlier attack 8 years later.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Hey, welcome back to Anything Goes Friday. Glenn in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Glenn, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Great show today.
Thank you.
I always enjoy listening to you.
listen to you on my way home every day from work. But I wanted to talk about our great governor down here in Florida.
Oh, no.
This guy, I heard someone talking about calling him an idiot. And it's like you said, the guy's not an idiot. He knows exactly what he's doing. And he is one of those people that he does things to make sure that his name stays in the news, in the media, not just the local news around here, but also in the national media.
Right.
And he knows the kind of people that he's going to attract with the rhetoric and stuff that he spews. And he's doing the same thing that, like Donald Trump did, except he's doing it a little bit more, has a little bit more of an idea of where he's trying to go with it. Now, the only scary part of it is once he gets competition for a possible president, run for president, it just makes me wonder if he's going to somewhat change his tune a little bit to try to appeal to the masses on a national level, because name recognition goes a long way, whether it's for good or bad. You know, right. Once you get your name out there, everybody knows who you are.
Yeah, P.G. Barnum was right. You know, I don't care what they say about me, just spell my name right.
Exactly. And he's one of those guys that it don't matter what comes up, if it's something that he can use to make sure that he's on Fox or whatever news media that's willing to put him on the air, right, that's what he's going to do.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got county sheriffs in this state who are notorious for that type of stuff. Like one out of Polk County, his name is Grady Judd. This guy can't, there's a camera that he does not, there's no camera out there that he doesn't like.
Yeah.
And Ron DeSantis has learned from people like him, people like Trump, how to get his name out there. Now, all he's got to do is try to get his hooked into federal government, just like he's done here in the state of Florida. And we'll admit a lot of trouble. That's all I can say if the guy ever gets anywhere on the federal level.
Yeah, I agree with you, Glenn. And my take on the difference between DeSantis and Trump is that Trump's bellicosity and racism and fascism essentially was out of the gut. I mean, what you see is what you get with Trump. He was speaking his actual opinions. He actually does hate people of color and et cetera. DeSantis, I don't know. I think it's coming out of DeSantis' brain, not his gut. I think these are calculated positions that he's taking. They probably comport with his core beliefs, but he's doing them in a way that's very methodical, very well carefully thought out, probably poll tested, and that's why he's so much more dangerous than Donald Trump is, frankly.
Oh, definitely. I mean, his entire attack on things like CRT. DeSantis is fully aware that they don't teach CRT in grade school or middle school or high school.
Right.
He's an Ivy League educated attorney. This guy knows that those courses are only taught at a higher level in law schools, and if people were to learn about what those things, those theories are all about, people like him would never come to power.
Yep.
But the average person out there, they're listening to him. They're going, yeah, this guy knows what he's talking about, even though they have absolutely no clue of what he's saying. He knows exactly what he's saying and what he's doing.
Yeah.
And he knows the people that he's attracting. Right. This guy is no joke.
Yep, so. And that's the danger. Glenn, spot on. Thank you very much. Charles in Toll House, California. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Greetings from Calabama, the fascist part of Eastern California.
Okay, Alabama. That's a new one on me. So what's up, Charles?
Well, I want to address the blue slip white supremacist comments you were making earlier about Dick Durbin and so on.
Okay.
You know, the whole problem is we are far too tolerant as Democrats. Now, you have to be tolerant. I totally believe in being tolerant. But you can be too tolerant.
Yeah.
And what Karl Popper, in his book *Open Society and Its Enemies*, he came up with a paradox called the tolerance paradox, wherein he explains that if you tolerate the intolerant, they'll eat you up, and that's what's happening
right now. That's right. Popper was one of the great
political
scientists.
Here in this area, we have an insurrectionist from January 6th got elected to the school board. And now they have essentially taken over the school board.
Oh, yeah.
They are, of course, managing the curriculum in the way that you'd expect by, not approving texts about, you know, that have anything to do with gender preference or anything like that, that have to do with race and so on and so forth. And these people are, you know, they're very slick about the way they do this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't come back at them constantly, they'll just keep doing what they're going to do.
Yeah.
So, and also, I just wanted to, you know, the other day I quoted Orwell, which you did earlier too, from 1984. And it's very, the order of this phrasing is really important. It's those who control the past control the future.
That's right. It was Orwell. I was attributing that to
the past.
I'm sorry. Say it again. I just interrupted you. Say it again.
Oh, that's fine. It's Orwell from 1984. Those who control the past control the future. Those who control the present control the past.
Exactly. Exactly. And I was attributing that to
exactly
Stalin.
And
what's
going on
Orwell.
Here with history, with DeSantis down in Florida, with his educational the stuff he's trying to do with educational policy in Florida, firing people, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Charles. Thank you, and thanks for correcting me on that quote. I should have remembered. Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Norma, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I was wondering, did you hear anything about China's Navy firing a laser at fishermen in the Spratly Islands, telling them to get out of Chinese waters, which is, and this area is part of Philippines' exclusion zone for, and it's Philippine waters.
Yeah, you're talking, and this was about 2 weeks ago this happened, and if I'm remembering correctly, or is this a new incident? Because the Philippines, there was a whole story about this in the Financial Times about how the Philippines are reevaluating their relationship with China and thinking of kind of rebonding themselves closer to the United States, even though they've kind of flipped fascist.
This was a new report on NHK two nights ago.
Okay.
This has just happened again.
Hmm.
And, you know, Zelensky is talking about talking to China's leader Xi about international law. And here China is doing, you know, trying to take over the entire Pacific.
Yeah.
And what makes him think that he's going to even be willing to speak to him, you know? But if, you know, China seems to want the entire Pacific, and most people don't even know where Guam is, and once they go into the areas around Guam, what is going to happen with our relationships with China?
Yeah, it's a powder keg. It's, you know, and this is the problem when you've got a single person who has so much power that everybody around him is afraid to confront him or tell him the truth. And this is exactly what's happening in both China and Russia right now, and it's a very dangerous situation. It reminds me of Japan and Germany in the 1940s.
Yeah, and you don't see anything about this on American news. It's like the Pacific doesn't even exist.
Right.
And, you know, they're talking about a murder trial on every station you turn to. And personally, here in Alabama, I don't care about a murder trial in South Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, I want to know what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
And it's one of the reasons why I despise our media.
I get it. Although the Murdaugh, is it Murdaugh, Alex Murdaugh?
You
know, I caught a little bit of that cross-examination this morning. And it is fascinating. I mean, you know, just as high drama, you know, it'd make a great TV program for when you're looking for drama. But if you're turning to a news station, you want the news.
Yes. And that's what I'm, you know, that's why I watch international news and why, you know, I rely on you for actually what's happening here in the world, you know, and support your station. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
And support your program. But it's just, you know, nobody is really paying attention to what is going on in the Pacific. And as long as China keeps expanding stuff and moving more, having more economic power in Central America also and in Mexico, yeah, and Japan has a relationship with Brazil, which people don't even know about.
Right.
You know, there's even intermarriages now.
And Peru, too.
But when it comes to what China is doing in South America, nobody is paying attention either.
Yep.
Or the fact that they are now mining in Africa.
Yep.
China is spreading out across the world, and we're sitting here ignorant.
Yeah, You're absolutely right, Norma, and it is this is a topic that deserves a broader conversation in the American media. Sadly, we're probably never going to get it because the American media is so into, you know, navel-gazing, basically, you know, just about American policies, but spot on. Norma, thank you. Thank you very much. George in Chicago. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hi, John. Thanks for taking my call, and I'm calling you from sunny Chicago, where we haven't had any snow on the ground for about 10 days now, and there's just a few high-altitude clouds on a beautiful sunny day.
Really? You guys didn't get the slammed like all the rest of us?
No, we did not.
Wow.
And if anybody thinks that weird things are not happening with the weather on this planet, they have their heads deeply in the sand.
Yep.
But what I called about, this is a story that's faded into our collective rearview mirrors already, but since it's sort of a geeky Science Friday question, I thought I'd ask it, the matter of the first giant Chinese balloon that was shot down just off the east coast of the Carolinas.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching the news to see if these kind of details come out. Maybe you've heard of it or people in the audience have heard about it. But the size of that balloon, I was never quite clear if they were talking about the balloon itself or the apparatus being as big as three city buses.
I think it was the apparatus. Yeah. I think the balloon was like 14 stories tall or something like that. It was huge.
Right. Okay, that makes sense because in order to raise that much weight that high, you would need a balloon that was hundreds and hundreds of feet across.
Right.
And I was wondering if when it was shot down, if there would be a burst of fire, because hydrogen has about 20% more lifting capacity than helium.
Right.
And the United States is the largest producer and exporter of helium, except for the fact that last year the Biden administration, as I recall, shut down exports so that we could build our national helium reserve back up to 100%.
Yeah.
So it makes one wonder if the Chinese had to go with hydrogen.
I don't think so, because you know there is video of it being shot out of the sky, and there is no evidence of flames.
But here's the thing: that altitude is so high, and the temperature is so low, and the amount of oxygen up there is so minimal that there might not have been enough to sustain combustion.
Well, that's a good point.
There was a brief trail of white smoke, which may indicate there was some kind of a brief conflagration, but there's not enough oxygen up there to keep it going.
Yeah, my assumption was that the white fluff that we saw was either a little bit of water vapor that was in the balloon, precipitating, you know, instantly freezing, or although I guess it probably would have done that before it was hit. Or it might have been, you know, sometimes with those kinds of, I don't know if you've ever played with them, but when I was a kid, I did with weather balloons, and they've got a powder in them. They've got it's like a talc kind of powder to keep them from sticking to themselves. I assume. I don't know exactly why, but I've gotten it all over my hands in the past. You know, I mean, like when I was like 10 years old, you know, within the Boy Scouts playing with these things. So maybe that was what it was.
And also interesting is that the Chinese were following in the strategic footsteps of the Japanese balloon bomb program of World War II that utilized the same jet stream that the Chinese are utilizing.
And actually dropped bombs on the Pacific Northwest, you know, which FDR covered up. George, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Anything Goes Friday here on the True People's Media, the Tom Hartman program. Back with more of your calls. Explore the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of old New England with American Cruise Lines. You'll visit scenic Martha's Vineyard, beautiful Nantucket, and Bar Harbor. Enjoy an authentic lobster bake along the rocky shores of Maine aboard the newest fleet of small cruise ships. Relax on your private balcony, breathing in the ocean air as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Welcome back. Picking up your calls on Anything Goes Friday. Roberta in Maple Grove, Minnesota. Hey, Roberta. Thanks for listening to KTNF. What's up?
Hey. Thanks for taking my call. I'm prepared to be called a kooky conspiracy theorist, and I'm embarrassed to bring this up, but it's just been niggling away at me how perfectly, quote-unquote, normal people are fine with the AR-15s and all the school shootings and everything else, and wearing AR-15 pins to the Congress, and now the one guy wants to make the AR-15 the national gun of America.
Yeah, George Santos is a co-sponsor of that.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
Don't get me going on him. But I haven't heard anyone else bring this up. That's where that comes in. I'm kind of embarrassed to bring it up, but it's just been bugging me. As much as they talk about, you know, watering the Tree of Liberty with blood, and, you know, then we might need a civil war, and MTG wanting to get a divorce, the red and blue states. Do they want, I mean, think about it. I don't know any, none of my friends own AR-15s or those kind of guns.
Right.
I have a couple of friends who have permits for a pistol or whatever you call them, the small guns, a handgun. And I'm thinking, who's going to be, if something gets sparked, who's going to be the well-armed side?
Right. These are the people who are looking forward to a civil war that they think they're going to win. And the civil war ain't going to happen, but they're well armed, and the fallout of that is a lot of deaths.
Well, there's just so many crazy people in that other side of the aisle that I think some of the people who can do something and have some power are, that's where the conspiracy theory comes in, that I think they're not wanting background checks and all that other stuff is a way of pushing so that their minions are armed. And
I agree.
Fully expect.
I don't think you're nuts. I don't think you're a conspiracist, Roberta. Some of them are saying this out loud. So I agree with you. I want to try and get one more call in here before the end of the show. Roberta, thank you for that. Chip in Lawrence, Kansas. You got 60 seconds. Chip, what's up?
I might be the last one. I saw one of the most disturbing things in the world last night online. I saw Donald Trump Jr. being the pitch man for a new life insurance company called America First Insurance.
Oh, God.
I kid you not. We have to look into this. This is like, I just sat there going, no, that is not so.
He's got a new grift. Oh, man. I wonder if they'll sell insurance policies and then sell them off to... what was it? Walmart was taking out dead employee insurance policies. They were taking out insurance policies.
Yeah.
They've got to figure. There's got to be a scam there. Chip, thanks for the heads up on that. That's incredible. Special thanks to Louise Harbin, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Joyce the Hammer Nance, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Gerilyn Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum's, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Connor Arroyo, and Carnaverde, all the fine folks who help make this program run every day. And to you for letting our stations know that you're listening, to letting our sponsors know and underwriters know that you care, for contributing to our nonprofit affiliates, and for calling in and sharing with your friends about this show. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend. Get out there, get active, tag You're It, and call Dick Durbin's office. We'll see you Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
When you go to the bathroom, you always close the door behind you, right? I mean, you don't want random passersby looking in on you. So why would you let people look in on you when you go online? Your online privacy is important. That's why I've used ExpressVPN for almost a decade, and you should too. Using the internet without a VPN is like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. Your internet service provider knows every single website you visit, and then they can sell this information to tech giants who then use your data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure tunnel between your device and the internet, so your online activity can't be seen by anyone. It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi is protected. And all you have to do is just fire up the ExpressVPN app and click one button. It's as easy as closing the bathroom door. Get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free by going to expressvpn.com/Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for 3 extra months free. expressvpn.com/Tom.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the app.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.